Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Elon Musk reported about this last week when he made the offer public, and it was news, trending topic. I think Twitter, they said that they wasn't interested. A lot of people said like he wasn't serious.
Poison pilled him.
They said that he was just doing this just for controversy, or he was doing this just to start a bidding war. And lo and behold, deal's done.
No bids.
Yeah, deal's done. Deal is done. $54, $54.20 a share. Deal done, from my understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong. He will be, the stock will be taken off of the stock market. It will now be a private company.
Correct.
Owned 100% by Elon Musk.
Yep.
All the shareholders, they stopped trading today.
They suspended it and then they activated it again.
They activated at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Well, the shareholders will be bought out at the $54.20 share price.
Yep.
All right. Who wants to start?
It's a lot. I mean, it's interesting because, again, last week when the news came out that he had put the offer in, it was, you know, the board was the issue at the time. And so when I read the report today, to hear that the board unanimously voted to have him take sole ownership, it just goes to tell you sometimes, like, when we read the news, we're way behind. This thing has already happened, right? We're just getting the final details. And so think about this. The first time we heard about him actually being interested in owning Twitter was April 2nd. And so at the time, Twitter was trading at $39.31. Since that point, the stock has increased by 38% just on the news that he might be involved. And so the people who had, like, let's say that they were looking at Twitter as an investment at $39, now automatically if they bought shares there, they're getting bought out at $54. So you're making about $15 a share. If you got a lot of shares, that's a great buy. So it's interesting, man. Like, we saw him make news about what he wanted to do with Twitter. We heard him talking about it. We know what he's able to do when he manipulates. Well, I shouldn't use the word manipulates. When he speaks,
uses influence.
And when he influences certain, especially in the crypto space. And so now that he has a platform, and I know, Ian, you spoke about this Saturday night, the pros and cons of the richest man in the world now having one of the top five social media platforms. It's an interesting formula. It's a very interesting formula.
Money to get power, power to keep control of your money. From a standpoint of entrepreneur, this is one of the greatest robberies I've ever seen in history. Very interesting that after he made his bid and his offer, and they told him, we're going to do the poison pill, which apparently there wasn't enough poison in the pill to kill the deal, right?
Yeah, what kind of pill is
it? And I want to tell you, write this down. The news is not meant to tell you the truth. The news is meant to sell you advertising. That era of incredible transparency, hard-hitting journalism, that hasn't been here for like 25 years. So they're never going to tell you the truth. The truth was, no other company on earth, when they sent the email out, even replied to the email to bid for Twitter. What does that tell you about the value of the deal? Secondly, my dad was just here, just left the airport a second ago. He was like, if they got this deal done in 20 days, that should tell you how bad the economy is. Normally, an acquisition of this size would take months. This board, if you are a fan of the show, I am a fan of you, but you guys should have been fired long ago. That's one of the worst boards I've ever seen. I don't know how you let a media property that generates $5 billion in advertising not make any significant improvements in 5 or 6 years. Now, also, Jack and Elon are friends. So well played. If I run Rockefeller, Troy Rashad run Interscope, and I walk away.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Jamal takes my seat. Please, you've been earned. Great job by Jack to walk away and then let your friend come buy it. And now all the ideas that Jack had that the board wouldn't let him do the last 5 years, he gets included in. I want to ask you guys in chat, who are the top five people you think he's going to let back on the platform? I'll leave it at that. I told you Saturday. Oh, and then, oh, they probably go on a little social media acquisition spree.
What else is there? What else is there to buy, though? I feel like in
social. Truth Social.
Media. Huh?
Truth Social.
Truth Social? But that's a
everybody,
company?
Yeah. Ryan Bahu.
Oh, Truth?
Yep.
That's a new one?
I'll leave it at that. We can go to,
I can put it in the chat.
Hey.
Oh, but, Trump? That's Trump thing?
But they, I mean, he was supposed to go into a SPAC deal with somebody, and I guess it's on hold for now, but. Yeah, that guy's trying to
create social media. Oh, baby.
So maybe he comes back to this one, right?
Now, I think they're gonna let Trump back on. Yeah. They're gonna let Trump back on Twitter. The crazy thing is that
I will let my friend back on too.
Let my friends on.
Yeah, let the gang back.
You want me to
all the guys.
I'll read Elon's statement and then you wanna. Yeah, so his statement was, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square. Keywords, town square, where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. Right. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous.
That's a great idea, though.
Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and community to help the users unlock all its potential. That was his full statement.
Hot take. If Elon in the next year lets the algos run, two open source, how he says, and they authenticate people, this is going to be the death blow for Facebook. Because one of the things that made Facebook great in the beginning is verification of users. If they get all the trolls, so ICE, I'm sorry, you won't be able to troll as much on the mother, you know, and then y'all would burn their accounts, you won't be able to troll as much. Mm-hmm. But if they authenticate these users to advertisers, it will have more dollars per user, a cleaner platform. And now, I told you guys last year, only places to buy Dogecoin is at 5 cents and 11 cents. Doge spiked a little bit because of the announcement. If you don't think he's not going to pump that on there, it's going to be a nice little rise there. So this could be the final nail in the coffin that leads to the ultimate demise of Facebook. Because let's be honest, people all been telling me no for the last year. Who do you guys like more, Elon or Zuckerberg? He knows what his value is worth. For every asset that he has endorsed or mentioned, the value of them has went up at least 52%.
Mm-hmm. So
well played.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean he has free reign as well now, right? Like if he wants to pump something, like what's to stop him? It's gonna be, but I also think something is very interesting, the timing of the deal, right? So you mentioned that like 20 days was that, which is incredible. Like how does that happen in 20 days? Obviously something must have been transpiring earlier in the year or maybe months before that. But this Thursday, Twitter is going to be reporting its earnings. Right? And so think about the timing of that. That tells you that, number one, okay, they sold the company right before they're going to report their second quarter earnings. Their first quarter earnings is like, all right, well, this earnings report probably is going to come in pretty shabby, right? There's going to be some tough losses coming in, and which is why we're like, all right, let's get rid of this now before we get any more bleeding. Because the offer was pretty generous. He went 38% over what the stock price was on April 1st.
Yeah.
So imagine if they pull back down, and it's like, all right, well, it's not going to hit the $44 billion offer. He's probably looking at it like, hey, nah, I just saw what you just did. Here's my new offer.
I think it's important to have a broad range conversation too before we exit this Twitter talk, because I feel like, Elon Musk, definitely it makes sense for him to buy Twitter. He definitely is one of the most powerful people in media now that he owns Twitter, which is one of the largest social media sites. And it's important to note that the only social media site of its size that will be owned by one person. Mm. So that's important.
Absolutely.
Because he could really run it as a dictator. He can really do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. So, that's not normal. Instagram is owned by Facebook, which is a publicly traded company. LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft, which is a publicly traded company. Snapchat is a publicly traded company. TikTok
Binance owns it.
Is owned by, who owns TikTok in America? In America, the American, they're owned by a publicly traded company. So Elon's in a good position right now to have Twitter, which is a top five company that he owns 100%. And he just was mocking Twitter 2 days ago about being shadow banned and all of that. And then, he's talking about Bill Gates. So, money talks, money talks in this world. But for anybody that's interested, when these things happen, as we said, the shareholders, they will be bought out. So they will still receive compensation for the price that is purchased at.
Did you get those questions today? Like, should we buy Twitter right now?
Well, that's why I'm answering it. So okay. That's what happens with that. And then a reason why a company would go, because most of the time you hear about private companies going public. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it doesn't really happen that often, but the reason why a public company would go private is, if you look at Twitter stock, it really hasn't done anything for a decade. And they're in trouble. And they'll probably continue to, kind of lose money. So, the board should be doing what's in the best interest of the shareholders. That's what they have to do. That's what mm-hmm. their whole thing is. So it's like, all right, if we can make some money for the shareholders and sell it at, a peak value.
That would golden parachute to stop a revolt, for sure.
What do you say?
It's a good golden parachute to stop a revolt.
Yeah. Sure. And then all those people that own Twitter shares, they'll make money. Mm-hmm. Jack Dorsey. This is interesting because he stepped down from Twitter to focus on Block. Mm-hmm. So he obviously saw he wasn't really interested in Twitter anymore. He still owns a lot of Twitter stock. So now he's going to get paid a bunch of money. Him and Elon are already business partners. Mm-hmm. He'll probably have a role in a new
very
Twitter.
Pivotal role. I'll go on record and say that.
Yeah,
very
he'll probably
pivotal, which will help Block.
Yeah. So there's always more than beast to eye, but this was a very impressive move that was done very quickly. Very, very quickly. Elon said he wasn't budging off of his number. He wrote them. He said, if you don't accept this number, it's not going to be there anymore. And he didn't budge off the number.
Yeah.
But it's a great negotiate. Go ahead, Joshua.
No, I was going to say, he said it's his best and final offer.
You have no one else bidding, listen, if I want to buy this brush for 2 cents and no one else is putting a bid on it, you got to sell. And this is like the board mismanaged Twitter. If they ran this correctly, there should have been no room for growth of Snapchat or the emergence of TikTok. This is what happened. We've seen it with NBA teams. Like, you have the right talent, but management won't care enough because they're selling enough tickets. My New York fans will get it.
Shout out to the Knicks.
I know it's going further, but you got to move. And Jack couldn't do what he needed to do because there's so many people on the board that didn't believe in his vision. But now if you take it private and you can run it the way that you want to, now those ideas, watch, the changes in Twitter in 1 year are going to surpass anything they did the last 9 years, for sure. And a big personality, even though it's been a while, by having media or owning the media company, even though it wasn't social, Ted Turner owned Turner and CNN. Mm-hmm. So it's not unusual. Bezos owns Washington Post. But that's why I say, when you get to another tier of wealth, the money is just secondary at that point. To be able to control and even create narrative internationally is very key for brand.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That's important, right? Because if you look at some of the wealthiest people, they all try to figure out how to have a platform where they can get their narrative out or get their message out. And so when you talk about Zuckerberg and you talk about Bill Gates, and now Elon's looking like Jeff Bezos, like, what's the next thing? All right, well, now I have my piece in the game now. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Buffett's deep relationship with CNBC and NBC.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably the only talent that can just get a 3-hour block on CNBC. Like, before Trump ran for president, he was on Fox Business for years every week.
Yep.
Those media partnerships are very key. And if you want to see an emerging media empire, please tune in to Assets Over Liabilities. And it's an amazing interview they have coming this week. But kudos to Elon. I have to give it to him. Now, the other stuff that I told you guys prior to, please listen. It's going to happen. But kudos to Elon as an entrepreneur. Well played.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. Mic drop. Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.